here's a story from The World.
Got a wishbone drying on the windowsill in my kitchen.
Pop star Lorde's new album, Solar Power, dropped a few weeks ago, but now the New Zealand singer has released some extra tracks. She's taken 5 songs from the album and translated them into Maori, the indigenous language of New Zealand. The release comes during Maori Language Week. Lorde, who is not Maori, is receiving a wide range of reactions from the indigenous community. The World's Bianca Hillier reports.
Hemi Kelly was part of the team of Maori people Lorde consulted for the project. He teaches the Maori language at the Auckland University of Technology and says the new songs are more of a rendition of the originals rather than a direct translation.
So in Solar Power, one of the lines is like, I'm like a prettier Jesus, I think. Come on, come on, tell you my secrets, I'm kind of like a prettier Jesus. Now, if I was to translate that literally into te reo Māori, it just wouldn't have the same meaning or effect. So I went with something like, well, I'm like Kine Moana, who's the ocean maiden.
The first thing Kelly says he did was sit down with Lorde to get to know her and her intentions.
One of the big pushes in this whole movement is that the language be normalized so that it sits alongside English here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, in our society, and it's given the same recognition. And the intentions of Lorde aligned with those efforts.
The EP was created and guided by some of the most well-known Maori leaders, and all proceeds will go to organizations working to preserve New Zealand's indigenous wildlife and history. These collaborations are important to Eruera Kepa, a Maori communication specialist in Rotorua.
Although it might not seem a big thing, it actually is a really big thing because that's where sometimes a lot of issues happen, is through the lack of consultation. So to hear our native tongue broadcast to a much wider audience than New Zealand, it's huge for our language.
Kepa says the album leaves him feeling proud. His favorite song is The Path, translated to Te Ara Tika. Though many listeners won't understand the Maori, Kepa hopes the songs are an introduction to the language.
Even simple greetings like kia ora, ka kite. Kia ora means hello, ka kite, goodbye. It is a journey to learn and acquire te reo Māori, but everyone needs a starting point.
But for many Maori people, Lorde singing in their language has brought up painful history.
Removal of the Maori language was used by colonizers to marginalize, isolate, oppress, disenfranchise Maori from being Maori.
Kiri Dell is in Ruatoria on New Zealand's eastern coast. She researches the economic development of Maori and other indigenous communities.
So whenever the Māori language is a topic, it is a sore one because of the pain that has been associated with its strategic removal by the colonizers of our indigenous communities.
When Dell heard Lorde's album, she says she personally didn't feel much because she doesn't look to people like Lorde to engage in her Māori identity. She turns to people like her mom, Hinatu Dell, a former teacher who grew up during a time when the language was even less accepted than it is now. For her part, Hinatu Dell hopes Lorde's songs rise to the top of the charts.
Anything that pushes the language to another level, it's good because it allows discussion. And whether it's good discussion or bad discussion, it doesn't matter. It's being discussed.
Kiri Dell agrees with her mom. Lorde's album will bring massive awareness to the language. But she's not sure how much that awareness is actually needed.
That's what I'm trying to interrogate. Do we need celebrity awareness for a language to survive? At this stage, I don't believe that's true.
Revitalization efforts have been ongoing for decades. Today, only 20% of the Maori population and 3% of all Kiwis can speak it, according to a recent statement from the Maori Party. Maya Week, calling from Waiheke Island, says the language continues to face an uphill and often racist battle. As an Indigenous person, she sometimes feels defensive when non-Maori celebrities insert themselves into the conversation.
Because I fear that this person in a privileged position will come in, engage in our culture, and then leave.
Week stressed that she hopes Lord will continue to stand with Maori communities as they fight systemic racism across the board.
Don't let it be a one-time thing. Let this start a journey. Stand with us, uplift us, listen to us, because as an Indigenous person, it's painful going through this continued colonization.
Kiri Dell echoes this and says supporting Maori communities has to go beyond supporting the language. From her point of view, Lord singing in Maori is not the main issue.
The issue is the allocation of limited resources, limited energy, or the expertise going in the direction of non-Maori.
As this conversation has unfolded online, many people have been highlighting their own favorite Maori musicians. Hina Tudel generously gave me a private concert of a Maori song. She says the lyrics talk about cleansing your thoughts and body. Daughter Kiri fondly added,
"That's a real Māori pop song." Yeah.
For the world, I'm Bianca Hillier.
Joking aside, let's end today's show with a real Māori pop song that came out earlier this month, Tiaho Ihora, which means East Coast Moon. It's a duet between two of today's biggest contemporary Māori singers, award-winning musician Tama Waipara, singing here with Maisie Rika. New Maori pop song closes our show today. You can listen to more new music on our Spotify playlist, including other global hits from artists we've featured on the show. You can find a link to it on our Twitter feed. We are at The World. The World comes to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studio at GBH in Boston. I'm Carol Hills. Back with you tomorrow.
From PRX.